food for thought. Are there certain circumstances in which it might be more damaging not to accept food or drink from a consumer in their home? Example. In Latino families, you might be seen as a guest or extended family member, regardless of the boundaries you set. Offering food or drink is a gesture of inclusion. It may also be the best thank you they can give you for your services. Refusing could be seen as an insult or shaming. How do you say no? You can elicit feedback from the group. Some of the suggestions might be to say thank you, I just ate. You could also intentionally schedule the appointment at a time that lowers the likelihood of this happening. Example. Outside of a meal time. How do you make your role clear? Again, you should elicit feedback from the group. In Latino families, it's common, especially if the therapist is younger than the client, to be asked, are you married? Do you have kids? Are you religious? These are often asked to feel comfortable with the therapist and establish mutual trust. It might also be a way to assess the therapist's moral compass or to see how the therapist may judge the client for their choices.